Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to another edition of the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales. Making our nation more secure by vigorously and fairly enforcing immigration and customs laws is what defines the efforts of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. ICE performs this mission by focusing on the dismantling of criminal organizations that threaten national security, protecting borders, and investigating groups who exploit weaknesses in legitimate trade, travel, and financial systems. With us today to discuss the organization which he leads is our very special guest, John Morton, Assistant Secretary for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. John, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure having you.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure being here.
Also joining our conversation is Dave Abel, IBM's Homeland Security Practice Leader. Dave, welcome back. It's good to have you as always.
Thank you, Al.
John, let's start by providing our listeners with some context about your organization. Tell me a bit about the mission and history of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
We're a relatively new agency within the federal government. We were created in the wake of the attacks of September 11th. We got our start in 2003, and we are a combination of parts of the former Customs Service and the Immigration and Naturalization Service. And in particular, we are a combination of the investigative authorities of those two predecessor agencies and the internal immigration enforcement authorities of the Immigration and Naturalization Service.
So with the combination of these two organizations, tell me a little bit about the scale of the operations now within ICE, and perhaps tell me a little bit about how you're organized, the size of the budget to the extent that you can describe that, things like number of full-time employees, and your reach across the geography or the globe.
We're a very large organization. We have 20,000 employees, a budget of roughly $5.7 billion. Many people don't realize this, but ICE is the second largest criminal investigative agency in the United States, the largest being the FBI. We are divided by operational function. We have five main operational components: the Federal Protective Service, investigations, the Office of International Affairs, the Office of Intelligence, and then the Office of Detention and Removal Operations. And then we have a large number of support functions surrounding those. But we've grown considerably in the years since 2003, and we're now at 20,000 strong.
And field offices across the other world?
We have field offices throughout the United States, and we have offices in over 50 countries overseas. We have a very large international presence, one of the largest in the government.
So let's go from the broader perspective of the worldwide coverage of ICE and talk a little bit about your responsibilities. Can you tell us a little bit about your official responsibilities in the organization?
My principal responsibility is to set the overall focus and policy of the agency, to see to it that we carry out the policy directions of the president and the secretary, and to see to it that we faithfully and efficiently enforce the laws and responsibilities that are assigned to us by Congress. When you're the leader of a relatively new organization, you also have very significant responsibilities to further the seasoning process and to be a champion for the employees that are in the field trying to do good work every day. And I take that role very seriously.
Can you elaborate a little bit on how ICE supports the overall mission of the Department of Homeland Security and how those pieces fit together?
We are the principal investigative arm of the department. In sort of layman's terms, we're the detectives of the operation. And so we carry out a great deal of criminal investigation across a wide scope of responsibilities. We enforce all of the criminal immigration laws, all of the customs laws, many laws relating to border security, child pornography, sex tourism, sex trafficking. We do a lot of work in international money laundering. And as many of your listeners may be aware, we also conduct a great deal of anti-narcotics work. We're very involved in efforts to support the new president in Mexico, Mr. Calderon, and his efforts to bring a more stable society in Mexico and to take the cartels on. The other big part of our work within the Department of Homeland Security is, you know, providing for serious immigration enforcement. We share that responsibility with Customs and Border Protection. They are the inspectors and the principal line of defense at the borders and at our airports. And we are the formal removal authorities, and we identify and remove criminal aliens from the United States, people who've come here without papers or in violation of their visa. We run the nation's immigration detention system. We generally are charged with maintaining the integrity of the overall immigration and border controls.
So I think what's apparent in that is the long list of things that ICE has responsibility for doing, the long list of enforcement activities. And from the question that Al asked a little while ago, the geographic dispersion of where you have to do those things. So one of the things that is obviously important as you have entered into this new role is to be able to quickly identify top priorities in the organization. Do you have some ideas about the top three priorities, the top three issues that you're facing right now?
From the very inception of the organization and indeed the department in which we fit, top priority has been the prevention of another terrorist attack on the United States. From our immediate perspective at ICE, that generally means the prevention of the entry of terrorists and others who would do us harm to the United States. Second, we're about securing the borders. That means we're about investigating the smuggling of people, narcotics, guns, money, making sure that free and legitimate travel and trade happens in an expedited manner, but at the same time that sort of organized crime is kept out. Finally, we have a strong focus on making sure that we have tough but fair immigration enforcement. That's an area of great debate in our country. It's an area where the president wants to see substantial reform, and it's an area where we play a very critical role and we take it very seriously. We have an immediate focus on criminal aliens. You know, in a world of limited resources, we focus first and foremost on those people who are creating active harm in the community, and that means identifying and removing people who've committed crimes and shouldn't be here and are in our state and federal and local jails.
So although you're relatively new in your current role, you're certainly not a stranger to federal law enforcement. Can you tell me a little bit about your career path and how you got started?
Well, I started out actually as a Peace Corps volunteer. Got a taste for government service at that point. I guess at the end of the day, I was rule-oriented by nature. So I went off to law school and I became a prosecutor. I started out first with the now defunct Immigration and Naturalization Service, and I held a variety of jobs in the field and then in headquarters, and then I went to work for the then Deputy Attorney General of the United States, Eric Holder, who, as fate would have it, would turn around and ultimately become the Attorney General now. And I spent several years in Maine Justice, and then I became a prosecutor in little old Alexandria, Virginia, right across the river from here, and spent many years as a federal prosecutor, enjoyed every minute of it, and then went back to Maine Justice where I became a manager in the criminal division, ultimately ending up as acting deputy assistant attorney general of the criminal division before the president nominated me for this job.
So as you reflect back on your experiences, both, say, at the Peace Corps and with the Department of Justice, how have these experiences prepared you for your current leadership role and perhaps shaped your leadership style and your management approach?
Those experiences have shaped, I think, me professionally in very dramatic but good terms. I am all about trying to get it right. I've been a career government employee my entire professional career. As a prosecutor, you feel a great weight and responsibility. You feel a great obligation to pursue things on the merits and in light of the law. And I don't intend to pursue my duties any differently as assistant secretary. In terms of leadership, I'm not a yeller and a screamer. I try to lead by example. I want to motivate the people that work for me. I want them to feel proud of the work that they do, to recognize that government service is a great honor and a privilege, particularly law enforcement. And I try to lead very much in that spirit, motivate the people around me to recognize the great responsibility that they've been entrusted, and to get the most out of those people through energy and innovation, and not through, you know, fear and hammering people over the head.
What about ICE's border enforcement efforts? We will ask John Morton, Assistant Secretary for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.